morning. It's Thursday, April 14, 2011. This is CHRW News. I'm Mariam Ahmed. A 16-year-old London student was charged with threatening a teacher yesterday afternoon. Police say the incident took place at St. Thomas Aquinas Secondary School. They add that there was no weapon involved, nor were there any injuries. With the federal election in full swing, party members may want to be careful about what they post on Facebook. In Surrey, BC, Green Party candidate Alan Saldana has resigned after posting a quote online about rape. Saldana posted, "If rape is inevitable, lie back and enjoy it," among his favorite quotations on his Facebook profile, but the quote has since been removed. Saldana says the quote was taken out of context, but he now regrets posting it. Green Party leader Elizabeth May says the party was shocked that any such statement existed and accepts his resignation. Healthcare is an important issue for most Canadians, but what about care and support in our last days? That's what Western's Graduates Journalism Program hoped to find out in a project entitled Miles to Go. It consists of 16 personal multimedia stories that examine dying in Canada. The students visited palliative care units in London and interacted with terminally ill patients, as well as their families and healthcare providers. Miles to Go will be featured on CBC Online soon. And now for some news that won't make it on the front page of the Western website. The school has been ranked number 4 on a top 10 list of North American party schools published yesterday by Playboy. Western was the only Canadian university to make it on that list. But this is not the first time we've hit pop culture top 10 lists. David Letterman once listed Western's own Saugeen Maitland-Hall as one of the top 10 places to get knocked up. Taking a quick look at your weather, it's currently 8 degrees on campus. For today, we can expect clouds to clear by the afternoon. We will be reaching a high of about 13 degrees. And today is the new year for many people in South Asia. We would like to wish them and all our listeners a very happy new year. And that's your CHRW News for Thursday, April 14th. I'm Mariam Ahmed. Thanks for listening.